If you want to become financially independent, come to my seminar. Let me show you how to make the fortune you have always dreamed about.
Ready? Go!
What happens if you are named
in Nelson Rockefeller's will? You get rich quick.
Stand on the line, play the game again. Everybody's gonna lose and I'm gonna win. Gonna get rich quick. This is my lucky day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to a very, very important episode of Get Rich Quick with Josh
and Noel,
right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, your home for Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. This is our show where I, Josh Rubin,
and I, Noel Dineen,
sit our lazy asses down in a chair, come up with scintillating, moving, emotionally draining, extraordinarily visceral ideas for getting exquisitely wealthy.
Yep.
In a very short period of time.
Quick.
We pick a topic, we come up with research that topic. The amount of time we put into researching our ideas.
Oh, you could make a hamburger in that time. Several hamburgers sometimes.
If you did like four at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a big pan.
It's still the same amount of time, just a lot of hamburgers at one time.
Yeah.
We pick a topic.
Yeah.
We sit down, we research it, we come up with these out-of-the-box thinking, completely
yep.
out-of-the-box thinking on how to get rich with these topic ideas. And then we get together once a week. We bandy our ideas back and forth. Sometimes we build on them. We help the other person because we are a team.
Yes.
We collaborate, and we give them to you.
Yeah. Set them out.
Yeah.
Like a butterfly.
Yep. Artisanally handcrafted ideas given to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't ask for anything. Oh, wait. We do ask for one thing in return, Noel.
That's right.
And what is that, Noel?
Well, you take our ideas, you action them, you make them reality, you reap the rewards, you become rich, you become powerful, you defeat your enemies, and you give us 10%.
That's
you tithe us.
That's right. You take our ideas, you become the new reality winner.
Yeah.
Not the one that's going to jail, but the one
who's
that
not going
wins
to jail.
In life. That's right.
Yeah. So if you right now, if you're a fry cook working
mm-hmm.
your job, I say this to you now. Fasten on that paper hat of yours. Put on your last burger
uh-huh.
that you're going to cook. And by the time it's done, you will be rich.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're going to get rich in the time it takes to cook a hamburger.
Well,
are we talking like a thick, juicy, like 8-ounce, you know, beef burger, or are we talking like a smash burger kind of patty?
We're talking a metaphorical hamburger that may take a week, it may take a month.
The old metaphorical no time frame hamburger cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a famous metaphor.
Uh-huh. It is.
Yeah.
You really should be doing a lot of
metaphor work?
Yeah. Metaphor work. Yeah. Yep. You should. So there you go. That's our show. That's what we do. I say that not because the show's over, but I also have to say this is a big special show, Noel.
Yes, it is.
Because this is our 100th episode.
Yeah. 100.
Which matches the amount of listeners we have.
Yeah.
And so we've gotten a new listener every episode.
No, we have a lot.
Since the first one. No, we have more than 100 listeners.
No, a lot. A lot
yeah.
more.
That's... I'm saying we have more than 100. I was making a joke.
Yeah.
I like to downplay our success.
Okay.
You
all
know,
right.
I'm a humble guy.
Then use a metaphor.
It's the humble brag.
So we have a hamburger.
We have a hamburger worth of listeners. Is that what I was supposed to do? Yeah, so it's 100 episodes, Noel.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, I think this may be the one where I've run out of ideas.
No,
no,
you never run out of ideas.
I'm kidding, because how can you run out of ideas?
Exactly. A person never runs out of ideas. They just forget their old ideas and do them again by accident.
Uh-huh. So, Noel, how was your week, my friend?
It was all right. So last week when I was leaving here, something very upsetting happened. I mentioned it to you. But it's just so, when I think of like what happened this week to talk about, truly there is nothing else that sticks my mind like this. So I was left here, I was walking home, and I was coming up to a big intersection, and in the middle of the street, crossing the street, was a little old lady pushing, you know those walkers that have a little bench seat on it? Well, there was a big old lady sitting on that and using it just like a wheelchair. And the little old lady was pushing her, and they're getting close to the corner, and she's trying to figure out, like, how do I do this? So I start, like, putting a little pep in my step to get up there and help
them. You're
going to
be a good Samaritan. Your Boy Scout qualities were coming out.
Well, you know, they're...
Help the old ladies across the street. That's one of the classic Boy Scout merit badge things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm good with that.
I was gonna earn my merit badge.
Yeah. You're a good person, Noel Denis.
And as I'm getting a little closer, I don't know what happened. Whether they decided this was a way to try to go about it, or whether things got out of hand. But suddenly, the old woman is rolling backwards.
The bigger old woman.
Yes, the bigger woman who's sitting in the walker.
Right. The other woman is no longer pushing the chair.
No.
She's not behind the chair at all.
No. And it's going backwards towards the corner. And I can just see it's going to hit the corner. It's got little tiny wheels, and it's just going to tip backwards.
They're not designed to be used as a wheelchair.
Yeah. So I start running, and the wheelchair goes back. Or not the wheelchair. It's not a wheelchair. They shouldn't have been using it as a wheelchair.
Right.
And the wheels hit the curb. The thing tips back. I dive forward, and I think about an inch off the ground.
Yeah.
I get my hands under her shoulders, and her head goes thunk hard on the sidewalk.
That's brutal.
Yeah. No blood, but it hard.
Did she, when you spoke to her afterwards, did she see lights or did she not even talk about it?
She was dazed.
Yeah.
So she had like a house dress on, and it's like pulling it, like it kind of come up. And so she's pulling it down. And I'm like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm all right. I just need to lay here for a minute. And is trying to, like, kind of brush me off. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stay here. And this other guy runs up, and he's like, are you guys all right? So she lays there for a minute.
I'm glad the other guy didn't accuse you of doing something to her.
Oh, it was obvious that I was just trying to help. So we help her up, and the little old lady pulls the little walker up onto the sidewalk, and the
little old lady, the one who was behind her, did she scream at any point? Did she make any indication that she was shocked or surprised by this?
Oh, yeah. It was, okay, I'm just curious. It was a little havoc.
I was thinking a little bit that maybe, you know...
She pushed her?
She let her go.
No.
You know, we've seen these, you know, I don't know if it's in around the world, but I've seen this in New York a lot, you know, the old, particularly in the old Italian neighborhoods, like your old neighborhood, and the West Village used to be a very, like, working class Italian neighborhood around where you were, specifically. And, you know, you get the old sisters who live together for 70 years, and they're spinsters, and they kind of hate each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a real Baby Jane kind of moment, you know? So I was wondering if maybe that was part of the thing. It just crossed my mind that maybe she did it on purpose.
No.
Okay.
And so we help her up, and she's like, yeah, I just got to stand here and get my balance for a minute. So we're like, okay, and we're holding her. And she's once again trying to, like, brush us off. And we're like... And I'm making excuses. I'm like, well, the light's red. I can't go, you know?
Right. I feel like you've told me stories about dates you've been on where you've done stuff like that, where they're like, no, you can leave. But I can't go.
No, the light.
Right, the light across the street outside of your house is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I at least have to wait for the next TV time slot. So we're holding her up, and then finally she's like, okay. So we help her up. She grabs the walker, like a walker this time.
So now she's actually using it for its intended purpose. At a time when she shouldn't. I mean, now she actually should probably be sitting down because she's clocked her head.
Yeah, I know, right?
Rattled her brain a little bit.
Yeah. So she grabs like a walker, and they just start walking off. And I notice something on her leg, and I'm like, oh, no, she's bleeding. And I realize, oh, no, it's not blood. And I look, and next to me on the street is a good day's worth of poop. It was an amazing amount. And I felt so horrible, I tried to pretend I didn't see it so she wouldn't get embarrassed.
I like that you tried to pretend you didn't see a giant load of shit next to you.
Well,
did you,
it was...
Did you
I'm
play
sure
it up?
She
did
felt
you step
really
in
bad.
It so you could be like, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I did that.
Uh-huh.
No, I just walked past it.
I have a feeling she wasn't even paying attention to you at that point. She was probably hustling up.
She probably felt bad.
She may have been so rattled she didn't even realize she shit herself.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe that's why she insisted on standing.
I have a friend who, when he was 19 years old, he was working on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, like right on the border of California and Nevada, and they had a big pickup truck that was just beat to shit. It was like the ranch pickup truck. It had no doors on it, no seatbelts, no nothing. And he was tearing down the road, and he was actually on a road.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if he was high or not. I can't remember. But he fell out of the pickup truck doing like 40, and the pickup truck ran over him.
Uh-huh.
And he shit and pissed himself. Oof. Like that's like what happens in those moments. But he wasn't even aware he had done it till long. You know what I mean? He mm-hmm. was so like fucking like, oh, my God, what happened? You know, he ended up going to the hospital and all this other stuff. And he had hurt himself pretty badly. But, you know, doing the body check, doing the whole thing. But the awareness of shitting himself did not come to fruition until well after. Like not just minutes after, like you know. After he'd gotten to the hospital, he was like, oh, I think I shit myself.
Yeah.
So she may very well have like scrambled her eggs and was so like, I got to get out of here. And keep going, that she may have been a block away before she was like, what the fuck is that in my pants?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm just saying, you know, these things happen, Noel. You feel so bad about it.
I do.
I don't know.
And then, yeah, I didn't tell you this part. So then I was walking home and I bumped into this Serbian guy who lives around the corner from
uh-huh.
me.
He's nice going to have a guy, good take on this.
But he is like cold-hearted.
Yeah, he's
you know?
Serbian, yeah. man. They're
and
killers.
So I'm telling him, and as I'm going, he keeps being like, oh, you know, I hope when my body starts falling apart like that, I just die. And I'm like, no, that's not what happened. Like, it was an accident. She fell, and this all happened because of the accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally he gets that. And then he's like, well, you know, she probably had a concussion. She hit herself so hard she evacuated. So it's a good chance she's going to go to sleep tonight and just not wake up. And I'm like, no. Like, I felt so bad. And this dude is just like piling it on and making it worse. I was like, ugh.
I think the reason you feel so bad about it is, I really believe this uh-huh. now, is that because you were trying to help and you failed in helping her.
Well, I would have felt bad anyway, but definitely that's part of it.
I think that's a big part, that you actually tried to inject yourself into the scenario and you were unable to actually help. You didn't get there in time, and that's what you feel. So I think if you
would have gotten there in time if they didn't just suddenly go bananas and like, like, all they had to do was sit there for like literally like 2 or 3 more seconds, right. And I would have been there.
Right. Did you shout out to them? I think maybe this is where you could have controlled the situation, where uh-huh. if you had said, ladies, I'll help you get across, and shouted out to them. But instead, you wanted to be like Superman and swoop in there and save them. We can't all be heroes, Noel.
Oh, God.
We can't all be heroes. And sometimes in trying to be heroes, uh-huh. we play a part in someone's self-destruction.
All right.
And you played a part in this woman's self-destruction.
All right. Okay.
And I think that's what you feel really bad about.
You're trying to make me cry, Josh.
I am. I am trying to make you cry.
Why?
Because I need to do some research on our next topic, which is Noel's salty tears.
No.
So that I was really, you told me that story because you were on the fence about telling that story.
Yeah.
I laughed at that story part of it. The part where she shit herself, I kind of found funny. Sorry. I find poop funny.
Yeah.
I'm a juvenile.
Yeah.
I did not find the part where she hit her head funny.
No.
I've actually been around people. It's an interesting thing that people do. I've been around two people who have fallen and cracked their head really badly like that.
Yeah.
And have told them, like, you know, you really need to go to the hospital to check if you've concussed yourself or anything like that. And they've done the exact same thing. We're like, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. One woman, I'm pretty sure, had a stroke and hit her head like that. And we called the ambulance, and when she got her shit together, she just got up and said, leave me alone, and ran away.
Oh, wow.
And then the ambulance showed up, and I was like, she ran that way. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I can't keep her here. And I'm like, no, you can't. It's up to her. I was really trying hard to figure out what this story, how to tie the story in with our thing. And then I thought, you know what? Had she been maybe tethered to her walker in some fashion.
Or to the other person.
Or to the other person and her walker.
Yeah.
With wires, say.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She went wireless.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because the topic of today's show, Noel, our 100th episode.
100th episode.
A big, huge episode.
Yep.
We chose this topic, Noel. What's the topic?
It is wireless. Josh's dream come true.
That's right.
How to get rich off of wireless.
Explain why you decided on this topic, why you chose this topic.
Because Josh get such a thrill.
It's a childlike glee.
It is, off of all things wireless.
It really is. Particularly things that in my childhood always had tons of wires. To see that they've streamlined it so much, made it so sexy.
Yeah.
It's amazing how wireless can make something that's already cool.
Yeah.
Make it sexy.
Super cool.
Yeah. Like bras. When they took wires out of bras. Sexy.
Yeah, no more underwear.
That's right. Exactly.
Isn't there? I don't know.
In some bras, there are non-underwire bras. Most sports bras have no underwire.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Of course. You know.
Well, that's like a big ace bandage, basically.
From all your experiences wearing wired, underwired versus non-wired bras.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or bros, in your case, for your man boobs.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Wireless. I found this kind of difficult. I have a couple ideas here.
All right.
Two.
That's the allotment.
That would be a couple.
Okay.
That would be a couple is two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you and I are a couple.
Oh, Josh.
We're not a thruple. We're a couple.
In 200 more episodes, we'll be a thruple.
200 more episodes.
Yeah. That's 300.
Yeah. At 300, we'll be a thruple.
Yeah.
Let's not count our chickens.
So right now, we're actually more of a humple.
Humple?
Yeah.
Because it's 100.
Because it's only one,
A one-pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Anyway, guys.
Moving on to actual information that these people are listening to us for.
That's right. Fasten your paper hat. Take your metaphorical burger out and put it on. Because it's your last burger you're ever going to have to cook for anyone.
Other than yourself, if you want to have a burger.
Your kids.
That's right.
Your lady friend. Or boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or friend.
Or friend.
Yeah. We don't judge. So, guys, wireless, right? Radio, TV signals, cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. By the end of 2013, there were more wireless devices in this world than people. Crazy, right?
Crazy.
Huge benefits.
Which are?
Communication.
Uh-huh.
Power.
Uh-huh.
Health. Fun.
Uh-huh. Cancer.
They're cool. Right? And as I'm getting at.
Oh, did I bump into
your
story there?
There are also dangers.
Okay. Sorry about that.
So there is electromagnetic frequency pollution.
Uh-huh.
EMF.
Yeah.
Pollution. Wireless pollution causes, they say, on the interwebs, insomnia, harmful to childhood development. It damages cell growth. There was a Danish experiment where they put plants next to Wi-Fi routers, powerful Wi-Fi routers.
Uh-huh.
And the plants either stopped growing or died.
Wow.
Yes. They increase cardiac stress.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, you know, we are run by electricity.
Yeah.
That is how our nervous system functions.
Yeah.
Electrical impulses going up and down that nervous system, sending signals back and forth.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
They They're linked to cancer, as you alluded to.
Yeah.
They kill your sperm.
That explains it.
They fragment the DNA in the sperm.
Uh-huh.
And for women, they hinder their fertility.
So you have little monkey babies?
You can have little monkey babies, or the egg, fertilized egg, may just never implant into the uterus to begin with. Because it's all crazy town down there.
So it seems to me so far, just looking at this objectively, that the negatives far outweigh the positives.
Well, there's, you know, you got both. So what we want to do is we want to protect ourselves from the negatives and reap the rewards of the benefits, right?
Sure.
You know, I read somewhere and then I tried to find it again to get the exact figure and I couldn't. But it was some like law about how quickly wireless signals are growing within the world. And
what do you mean by a law? Like a law of physics or a
law of physics, like a you know, like the what's the law where they say about how you know, computing speed doubles every blah blah blah.
Murphy's
law, yeah. That was after the oil soap business went bust. He decided to make computer laws. No, but it was some law like that, and it was like they if in a single point in the Earth, by average, it was something like every 30 days there's 5 times the number of wireless signals crossing there.
Holy sheep dip.
It was something astounding. And I couldn't find it again, so I can't quote it to you, but I can almost kind of quote it to you, ish.
Yeah,
that might be horribly wrong.
Yeah,
but it's there. You go. So what are we going to do? We got to protect ourselves. So I looked into that. So there is a people that are into rocks and crystals. There is a rock called hematite, and it. Supposedly protects you from wireless signals. I thought, you know, can't hurt to maybe get a little hematite belt buckle, maybe, or hematite medallion.
Wouldn't you need to put it around the areas that you're concerned you're going to get blasted in?
Well, yeah, like you know, everything I read about the hematite was they were saying, like, put it next to your Wi-Fi router.
Oh, I see.
But honestly, I'm not worried about my Wi-Fi router. I'm worried about the cumulative effect of the guy upstairs Wi-Fi router, the guy downstairs got Wi-Fi router, the person next door's Wi-Fi router, the person in the apartment across the street, all 6 floors of them beaming at me, you know? Like, I'm more worried about the cumulative effects. Not to mention, power lines, they give off wireless signals too.
I think we're all aware that...
Not intentional, but...
Yeah, we're all aware about the level of cancer
in
people who live near, next to...
Yeah.
Areas that are next to giant power lines.
Yeah. Microwaves.
Yeah. Microwaves. We all know the man who invented the microwave.
Yeah.
Testicular cancer.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep. The claim is that it had nothing to do with the microwave.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical.
Most
people's microwaves usually keep them about dick high. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So right on that point, right? That's the point that really makes most people, even though all the rest of the things are horrible, brain damage, cardiac damage. The thing that really gets everyone in their proverbial gonads is the damage to their gonads. What are we going to do for that? Well, we're going to make underwear that has metal threads in them, not entirely made out of metal, but some metal thread in them. And has a charge, you know, a little battery or something. And basically, we're going to make a Faraday cage underwear. You know what a Faraday cage is?
I don't. Enlighten me.
It is, so you can, you know, you ever listen to Marc Maron?
Yeah.
He made one outside studio that he was complaining about. Not his garage,
in
but
his,
somewhere
he
else.
He has an office, and he had a it was affecting his stereo system.
Yeah, so he made a Faraday cage, basically for the room.
Right,
to turn into it. So it's basically an electrified mesh, right?
Uh huh.
Or fence almost, and it will the electromagnet of it will keep other waves out.
Doesn't that sort of, though, the only question I have for this
uh-huh.
in terms of your body, right, and the idea that you're getting pumped with electromagnetic stuff,
mm-hmm.
right, that if you make a cage,
yeah,
an electrical cage,
yeah.
aren't you still surrounding yourself with electrical waves?
Yeah, you are, but you're blocking everything else.
But you're still completely surrounded. I don't know. It's like saying, I'm going to kill this cancer by pumping in some more cancer.
Helps the medicine go down.
But it doesn't help with the diabetes.
It doesn't. But luckily, the show is not on diabetes.
You're going to make an underwear Faraday cage.
We're going to make an underwear Faraday cage called Faraday Cagerwear. Protect your bits.
That is a mouthful for a product.
But how do we really stop?
I just want to say, maybe you should call it Caged Heat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Caged Heat, male undergarments.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Faraday a day keeps the doctor away.
There you go.
How are we really going to stop this EMF pollution mm-hmm. that's doing all this nastiness mm-hmm. to us? Well, I thought about the famous quote from Tenator Ted Stevens.
Tenator?
Tenator, Senator Ted Stevens,
uh-huh.
Who said, the internet is a series of tubes. And I thought, yeah, that makes sense, right? Tubes.
He's thinking back to his bank in 1935.
the problem is wireless signals go in all directions,
mm-hmm.
not just where you want them to go. It's like if you wanted to... connect a house up to the plumbing system, but instead of putting the water in pipes, you just threw water everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's making a mess. So we have wireless signals everywhere. How do we get them to go where we want to go and not everywhere? Well, we make wireless tubes. So these are tubes
uh-huh.
that we can shoot our wireless signals through, and they're made out of shielded material.
Mm-hmm. Hematite.
Maybe even some hematite, yeah, that won't let the wireless signals through.
Mm-hmm.
We can make them pretty small, probably no bigger than a wire.
Mm-hmm.
And we string this wireless tube.
Uh-huh.
From where the signal's going from,
uh-huh.
directly to where we want the signal to go to.
Amazing.
And we have all the benefits of wireless,
uh-huh.
but we've contained it all within these wire-sized tubes.
I think that's incredible technology
you've
come up with.
I know.
Ooh, that I don't know why anyone hasn't thought of that.
I know.
Ever.
I know.
Because it's wireless.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still wireless.
It's still wireless.
So you have all the convenience of wireless.
That's right.
But yet, you're still tethered.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Well, you're shielded.
But so you have these tubes.
Yeah.
That all of the wireless is going through.
And if you want, you could run them through the walls.
And it, that's a great idea. And it would go directly.
Yeah.
To the whatever it is you're using.
The computer.
Right.
The phone.
So you would have multiple.
The wireless headset.
You would have multiples of these wireless tubes going to different things, right? So you'd have one wireless tube going to your phone.
Yeah.
One wireless tube going to your computer. One wireless tube going to your refrigerator if you're so wealthy.
Yeah.
One wireless tube going to your headset.
Yeah.
Just an endless array of wireless tubes.
Yeah.
That give you the freedom
to
go wireless.
Freedom to go wireless. And as I say, you can make them small. You can make them no bigger than a wire.
Than a wire. That's incredible. That's incredible. And all shielded with hematite.
Yeah.
So they actually will have a certain inflexibility about them. Which means they're sturdy, I guess. I'm looking at the positives of it.
Yeah. It's all positive.
Yeah, I loved it. I love that idea. It's funny because I was thinking like, wow, these health things are so bad.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just go back to being wired up.
No way.
But
no way,
figured
Jose.
Out a way to to get us out of that. That was great.
Yeah.
It made me think about there is a village, a town in far off, I can't remember if it's Sweden or Finland,
yeah,
but one of those Scandinavian countries, that's all people that claim to have EMF sensitivity.
Okay.
Right, where they get brain fog, it scrambles their brain, mm-hmm. they can't do that. And that disease is being represented by, I don't know if you watch Better Call Saul,
mm-hmm. yep,
but Michael McKean's yeah. character.
I haven't seen this season, but I think I'm going to buy it and watch it.
It's good. It's actually better than the previous season.
Really? I thought the second season was fantastic.
No, I think this season's better, but I like a little more action.
Yeah. The one scene in particular... Or it was almost a montage mm-hmm. of when he like, and it was all to the used car lot floppy right. air dancing guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was one of the best put together things I've ever seen on TV.
Yeah, it's shot beautifully. This season, relationships are coming a little more to a head.
Okay,
so it's a little less. The storyline of the second season seemed to plot along a little to me a little bit.
Okay.
Like I wanted a little more movement.
All right.
But this season, there's a lot of stuff going on. You okay. should definitely watch it.
Yeah. All right.
And that's our review of Better Call Saul.
That's right.
Season 2.
Sponsor us, Saul.
Season 3. But yeah, so there is this actual village
uh-huh.
where there is no electricity whatsoever. They are hundreds of miles from the nearest cell phone tower.
Yep.
And the level of sensitivity that these people claim, they don't have lights.
Ooh.
They do it. It's like they're in a 17th century village in the middle of Scandinavia.
Uh-huh.
I often think I would like to go there just to sort of shut off.
Yeah, sure.
Shut down.
Be cool.
But wireless, Noel.
Wireless.
A lot of times when I talk about wireless, it has to do with skull caps.
Yeah.
And using your brain to communicate and move things.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let's go whole hog. Let's talk about brain-to-brain communication.
Okay.
Some would call it telepathy.
Yeah.
But telepathy doesn't really exist.
Okay.
But it's happening now, Noah.
All right.
It's happening now. I was doing some research
uh-huh.
on this topic, and I found that a ton of strides have been made in sort of brain-to-brain communication.
Yes.
They have had... attached monkeys,
mm-hmm.
attached transmitters surgically implanted on their brains,
yeah.
and then had the monkeys actually communicate through a computer
mm-hmm.
and control the computer with their brains and have a and communicate, you know, minorly mm-hmm. through the computer. They have used the skull caps on human beings and have had them actually communicate brain to brain
mm-hmm.
with that. They have had skull caps put on human beings and have had them control function of other human beings' fake arms and legs. But two of the sort of biggest obstacles, like just sort of on a basic sort of nuts and bolts level, I mean, obviously, the technology isn't 100% there yet, right? This is all very rudimentary stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? And the brain is a very complex place, right, before you go drilling around in there. But two of the biggest nuts and bolts obstacles for any sort of permanent implantation has proved to be power source
mm-hmm.
And like, you know, having a power source that maintains, that isn't bulky, that can stay on the person without, you know, because they want you to still be like a person. They don't want you to be a robot with antennas coming out of the back of your head and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that everything they've done up to this point has required internet connectivity.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So anything, as we know, anything you do over the internet can be hacked.
Yeah.
At some point. So imagine, like, it's bad enough when someone gets your passwords and gets all of your information and hacks into your computer. And, you know, you imagine how pissed off you are at that when they steal your identity, when they do whatever. Imagine if they hacked your brain.
Yeah.
That would be fucking crazy.
Stink city, yeah.
Right. You know, we've talked about this in other things where you're forced to do things that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever it may be. Rob a bank. Yeah. Anything along those lines. Well, that has been solved.
Okay.
And folks, this is where you got to get in. So these scientists,
yeah,
of some place with some names of some type of science.
Okay.
Have created a wireless device that functions without batteries.
That's right. And I would like just to add, this is the kind of hard-hitting research we do.
Yeah, it's all about information.
Yeah.
All about information.
Hamburger's worth.
Uh-huh. A hamburger size cooking. I do like sliders. Yeah. That's the time frame I use.
That's all I need. No more, no less.
How long does it take to cook a White Castle burger?
Metaphorically?
Exactly. So they have created, it's credit card size right now.
Yeah.
And it uses a technology called ambient backscatter.
Boom.
What this is the credit card appropriates wireless signals that are already bouncing around in the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
and uses them as both a power source,
yeah.
uses their energy yeah. as both a power source and as a way to communicate with other devices.
Mm-hmm.
Wirelessly, Noel. Wirelessly.
Yeah.
Not with wire-sized tubes holding the wireless signal,
yeah.
but actually wirelessly. Yeah. Right? So this technology is incredible, right? And it's credit card size. Like, you could implant this in the side of someone's head,
uh-huh.
and if it's flexible enough, you wouldn't even know that it's there.
Uh-huh.
It does have a couple little antennas, but that'll be covered up by your hair.
Okay, so you are putting antennas.
Right now.
All right.
I'm okay. sure it will, yeah. you yeah. know. Again, we're early, but you got to get in with tech.
Yeah.
I think we all know this. You got to get in early with
early
the tech.
Early and often.
Right? Exactly. Had we all invested in bitcoins
Boom.
When it was 100 or 200 bucks a shot.
Yeah, we wouldn't even need this show.
That's right. Exactly. So how are you going to make money with this?
Okay.
Here's just a few ideas.
All right.
Okay? You make the chips that go in the head, the overall chips.
Yep.
I mean, that's number one.
Boom.
You have the surgical implantation places.
Yep.
But we've talked often about getting that government defense money.
Uh-huh.
Soldiers that communicate wordlessly on the battlefield. How important would that be? Special ops guys, right? They could be, one guy could be on one side of the building, the other could be on the other, and they're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I see that dude. I see that dude. To your left, to your right, none of this hand signal.
No.
You know, you see the movies. They're pointing both fingers at their eyes and then pointing both fingers in the other direction.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, sometimes you forget the signals.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a pretty hard one to decipher.
You know? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget the signals. You're pumped up. You're, you know,
yeah.
someone's screaming, look to your right, look to your left. But yeah. if they're actually in your head, it's like having a second set of eyes there.
Yeah.
Actually there. So that's one. NFL. Come on now.
Yeah.
We've seen several situations where guys have actually hacked into, in the NFL, where guys have actually hacked into feed from the booth up top, the coach's booth up top to the head coach down below and intercept signals
yeah.
That of plays that they were going to call. Well, that's not going to happen now when they're mind to mind.
Yeah.
On the playing field, guys calling audibles without actually shouting it out. The defense doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's going to open up the game. But most importantly, and I think this is where you're going to make the money. This is a consumer level.
All right.
Pet owners.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going.
Pet owners and their animals.
All right.
Okay? I don't know a single pet owner who wouldn't want to know what their animal's thinking
at
any given point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, on the just, wow, he looks so happy and content.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's thinking right now.
Yeah.
Or the, oh my God, he's so old. I wish he would tell me what he wants me to do.
Yeah.
And the dog, you put it in, the dog's going, kill me.
No.
Kill me.
The dog just going,
please.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
But yeah, that to me is the big money maker. What did you have in your
head? I
thought
you were going to
say porn. Well, porn, absolutely yeah. porn. You can have mind-to-mind sex. I mean, that's a given. But I think that's going to be even better sex with it, someone that you actually like.
Yeah, sure.
You know? But
your
yeah.
dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. You can have a completely physically non-aggressive sexual encounter with strangers on the subway.
Yeah.
I mean, the levels are intimate. You could do like a brain-to-brain Tinder.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to fondle your mind.
But, yeah, so guys, think brain-to-brain. Brain-to-brain technology is what I'm getting at. Anyway, there you go.
That's great. You know what else is great, guys?
What?
Our newest segment, Josh Knowles Sell Out, where every week we explore ways that Josh and I are actively pursuing our lifelong dream of selling out to corporate America. You know the traditional ways. There's 100 shows down so far. You know the traditional ways. You can go to radiofreebrooklyn.org, go to the Get Rich Quick with Josh Knowles show page, hit the sponsor button, and pledge an amount that'll come out every month for the rest of the season. Pledge $1 a month. That's less than buying one beer for us.
Look, you guys can send Monty Lamonti money.
Yeah.
You can send us money.
That's right. So half that money will go to Josh and I. Keep us rich. Half that money will go to Radio Free Brooklyn. Keep them in ponchos or whatever they have.
Patchouli.
Patchouli and ponchos.
Uh-huh.
If you hate us, if you're like, these guys are morons, they're trying to put credit cards in people's brains with little antennas, then you can go to the RadioFreeBrooklyn.org webpage, hit the donate button, and pledge an amount once, reoccurring, any way you want to slice it, that will go to them, only to them. You'll get a tax deduction, and you can leave a note saying these guys are horrific, get them off the air, they're dangerous. And they will. They'll cut us in a half a second. They're 100 episodes. They're sick of us. But Josh and I know the real money, the big money, is in corporate sponsorship, you guys. So, you know, if Faraday, that's not a real company, I guess, but Tesla.
Yeah.
Tesla.
That's where he should be concentrating all of his genius.
T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsor us. But right now we're sticking with our first sponsor, our favorite sponsor, our only sponsor, Mr. Monty Lamonti. Please take it away.
Hey, everybody. It's your best friend, Monty Lamonti. And I'm back again with an amazing tip for you.
My best friend.
People, are you one of these jerks that thinks you can't tell people you don't want to do something with them or you can't make it to an event because you think they're going to be hurt and let down because you can't be there? If that's the case, well, then you're a
vain jerk.
Okay? Listen, just be honest and tell people whether you can really make
it or not.
Don't be one of those people that agrees to do things and then constantly
flakes out.
Just tell people the truth, man. As always, an exceptionally
positive influence.
Positive influence in your life, your best friend,
Monty Lamonti.
And as always, if you heard this message, you owe me
$2.
That's right.
$2.
Payable via PayPal at Montyism.
MONTISM at yahoo.com.
Thank you very much.
He must have gotten a whole bunch of new samples.
Yeah, he must have, I guess, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was good.
Pretty harsh, Monty.
Yeah.
You know,
but he's giving the truth.
I guess.
You know, not sugarcoating it.
His truth.
His truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, guys, every episode, for 100 episodes, we have a topic and we tell you ways to get fantastically wealthy. We also hide another mini topic within that episode somewhere. You can't follow a wire and find it. You can't look at a schematic and find it. You have to listen. And when you hear it, you'll get another way to get even more rich. So if you are packing up some Wi-Fi signals right now into a tube, if you are sticking a credit card in your head, talking to people on the subway with it, listen to this. Come back later and make even more money. So take it away.
The Get Rich Quick Tip of the Week. Brought to you by Radio Free Brooklyn.
I'm going to give you some real practical solutions that you can do starting today that can help you to make over $1,000 in the next week. Keep in mind that this $1,000 challenge will require some grunt work. You will have to work 7 days in a row and you will have to grind at all times. The first tip is to buy and sell. This means that you're going to go to thrift stores, to eBay, to flea markets, to yard sales, maybe even on Craigslist, and you're going to buy something for a cheaper price and sell it for a higher price. Now you might be saying, Daniel, I don't have that kind of money to spare. I'm starting with zilch. What should I do? One thing that you can do is to drive around in your neighborhood on trash night, the day they take out the trash, and pick up something from the trash so that you can resell it on eBay or Craigslist or at a flea market. Pick up mattresses, couches, chairs, lamps, and resell it for a profit. If you do this, you will add a lot of value to other people and help them decorate their homes. This is no promise that you will make $1,000, but what it will promise you that if you strive for it, you can put some money in your pocket right away.
That is just one of several fantastic ideas that Daniel Ally has for making $1,000 in 7 days. Yeah. I would suggest just getting a slightly better paying job.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, $1,000 a week, I understand some people it's tough out there.
It's $56,000 a year.
Yeah. It's not like a $52,000 a year. Yeah.
But if they were playing cards.
Yeah. But you know.
You can really hear the intelligence in his voice too.
He's got some good
he speaks wisdom.
He's got some other good stuff that we'll be hearing more of.
All right, good. I look forward to it. Guys.
Besides garbage picking.
Proverbial listener, right now,
uh-huh.
I want you to know that the end is coming. Just keep that paper hat on.
Oh, okay.
Look at that boss and know that very soon you're going to tell that boss where to go and how to get there.
That's right.
I want to pick up a spatula.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to flip that burger. Because
we're in part two.
We're in part two, guys. We're sliding into home.
This burger's cooked well done.
It is. Well, it's
just on one side.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect so far.
Uh-huh.
You guys, so, wireless. We're going to get rich. I'm going to saw an article about research in the UK on a power-generating knee brace. And what it was a knee brace that bending your knee creates power that then wirelessly charges your devices. And the hope...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I like that.
So the hope is that with moderate activity, it'll be enough to keep all your devices on you constantly charged.
Right. So it's a way to keep you, like, to push you to exercise.
Well, I guess so, but it was more a way of just how do we keep people's devices charged.
It'll work as well as Wii Fit did.
Sure. All right, but it's not for that. It's for charging your device.
I think it's to keep people exercising.
Okay. Do you want... I'll just stop.
We'll fight. Let's fight.
No, you can just finish my ideas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. So, so I was thinking about what else can you do with it. So if you can do that to your knee, why not do it to all your joints, right? So everywhere on your body that bends, you can do this with.
Mm-hmm.
The soles of your shoes, you can have generate power by impact.
Yeah.
You can have solar on the outside of your clothes.
Yeah. And that's all done so far.
Yeah. And you can take the heat from your body and generate electricity.
Okay. Yeah.
And all this electricity, I was thinking, could wirelessly go into your devices.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were saying, it will keep you fit because just like you remember when you were a kid and you had the bike and you had the light and you would put against your tire and it would generate it and it would make it harder to bike.
No,
it would make it a little harder. So this, too, would also give you a little pushback on bending everything. Right. And it'd be a good workout. So after I got all this stuff together, I realized if that one knee brace they were thinking was going to be enough to power your devices, we got a lot extra power now, right? We have way more than we need. So this is what I want you to do, dear listener. You're going to make a clothes brand.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have batteries built into the clothes that charge as the wearer walks in the sun, radiates heat from their body, steps, moves their joints, right? Because you have more than is needed for their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to build up power just by walking around, or you're not, the wearer is.
Right.
And then they have hubs that wirelessly drain the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking into it. Solar companies and people with solar panels, they sell their excess power back into the system, right? It's called net metering is right. what they do.
It's because right now there's no way for them to store
yeah.
their extra energy.
Yeah.
Although that's going to change with Elon Musk's world-famous battery.
Yeah, but they'll still be selling it back. So you are going to make a company that has clothes, that does net metering, sells the power back into the system. You, your fashion brand, becomes a power company. You give a payback to the wearer, but you get a slice of everything. You know, and you can even have something that comes up on their phone
mm-hmm.
that's like has to do with your brand that reminds them to get up and move. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it can be Little Shop of Horrors themed, you know, like Feed Me, Simo.
You
or
have,
it could be Matrix themed.
I think you could have different workouts that create certain specific amounts of energy.
Uh-huh.
Right. And so you can give them like, hey, are you, because if you're buying back the energy, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can say, hey, do you need to make an extra, because the gig economy, it's all about the gig economy.
Yeah.
So this would be like a $50 workout.
Yeah.
Right? And you work out and you'll get paid $50 by creating that much energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. You make this the clothes
yeah.
brand and you become a power company. You are Con Ed.
I think that's a great idea. And on top of it, you know, it fits right into your previous idea
mm-hmm.
with your Faraday underpants.
Yeah. 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 I know. You don't have to have that battery.
Yeah. You can just wirelessly charge it with your movement.
Yeah.
And you could go so far as to make sort of like a penis sleeve for masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
You can collect that energy. That is completely wasted energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you only have... It's interesting, though. If you take the Donald Trump theory that we all have a finite amount of energy in our bodies,
mm-hmm.
no matter whether you exercise or not, giving away that energy becomes problematic because you're giving away parts of your life.
Yeah.
All right. Just checking on that. Solid idea, Noel. I love that idea.
Okay.
That's a good idea. So this is my final idea. It's kind of a quick one.
All right.
But as you know, Noel, and I think it'll be good for our Brooklyn audience because we're talking about pickling, fermentation.
All right.
As you know, I have been fermenting for quite a while.
Yes.
I make sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
I make pickles.
Yeah.
I make damn good pickles.
Yeah, good.
I've played around with other things that haven't been so successful. And one of the things that, you know, you have to watch out for with fermentation, and it's the reason that all mass fermented items have to be pasteurized, which in the end kills all of the good bacteria,
mm-hmm.
which is why you would eat anything really fermented in the first place,
yeah,
or sort of the real purpose of fermenting, is because there's a fine line. And if you ferment at too high a temperature, you get too much bad bacteria growing in there, and it takes over, and it can make you feel sick.
Yeah.
And et cetera, et cetera. Well, there are ways to test for this bacteria, but they're hard to figure out generally if you don't have a science degree. But so what I thought was someone's got to develop. It's a combination of like, you know, like there are wireless thermometers now.
Yeah.
That like meat thermometers, which you've actually, I think you have one, right?
Yes, I do. It's fantastic.
You stick your thermometer in the meat, you walk away,
yep.
and an hour later, your phone beeps.
Yeah.
Telling you that it's at the right temp.
Or you can just stare at your phone the whole time.
That's right.
It's great.
Which is what you do.
Yeah. Because it's fascinating.
Just watching the temperature go up.
Yeah, but I can do that on the couch watching a movie
right.
as opposed to like... With my head in the oven.
Right, opening the oven, poking at it, letting all that heat out. It's just, so this is basically like a swab stick,
yep.
right, that you stick in your fermenting pot, and when the balance of bacteria's, good bacteria's is right, it beep, beep, beeps. Look, when I ferment, sometimes it's like if it's hot out,
yeah.
if it's summertime and
yeah.
I ferment, it can be like 3 days, and then I got to like pack it up and put it in the fridge. Otherwise, it's going to turn.
Yeah.
I've certainly had things turn in like 5 days when in a regular, like if I did it in spring or fall, it would take 8 days
yeah.
to get to the proper fermentable level. So you really have to, but with this, you can set it and forget it, and you'll suddenly have more people working in the ancient art of fermenting, making their gut healthy, delicious food, homemade food, and making their own artisanal sauerkrauts, their own artisanal kimchi, their own artisanal pickles, which, I mean, pickles are everything.
Yeah.
You know? And it's wireless. It's all wireless.
Yeah.
Most importantly, it's wireless.
Yeah. Fantastic. I like it. So, guys, if you want to tell Josh what a great idea that was, you can reach him on Twitter at GRQ Josh Knoll.
You can email him at GRQ with Josh and Knoll at gmail.com.
You can get him on Facebook at Facebook.com/GRQ Josh Knoll. You can go on iTunes. You can subscribe. You can rate. You can review. If you only listen to us in podcast, we urge you tune in Saturday nights at 8 o'clock on RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Get the schemes 5 days before everyone else. Stick around. See what else is going on. Before us, we got Art Star Scene. Afterwards, we got Trippin' Beats, and there's all sorts of great things happening all the time. So, you guys, you got a lot of money.
Yep.
What are you going to do with it?
Question.
You're going to have to spend that money.
Yep.
Well, don't worry. We figured out for you how to do it. Take it away, Josh.
While some people can't wrap their heads around paying a couple bucks per bottle for water, others will happily pay for the convenience. However, since disposable water bottles create a lot of waste, many people are starting to rethink the way they hydrate and invest in high-quality, reusable water bottles instead. Artist Fernando Altamirano took it a step further and created a water bottle that he priced at $60,000. It's known as the Acqua di Cristallo Tributo a Modigliani. This bottle contains spring water gathered from France and Fiji, combined with glacier water from Iceland. To top it off, just a pinch of gold dust is added. The bottle itself looks like a work of art, and of course, it's crafted using 24 karat gold. Imagine being able to pull this water bottle out of the gym. If your bench press doesn't impress your fellow gym goers, maybe this opulent water bottle will do the trick.
$60,000 water bottle.
There you go, guys. Yeah. So we know our ideas are great. How do you know that the burger is going to be done? How do you know when to rip up your paper hat? How do you know when to go and kick your proverbial boss in his proverbial balls and start your own fortune in life? It's because Josh scours the internet for rules getting rich quick, to which we judge our schemes by. Josh, where do our rules come from this week?
Today's rules are 5 rules to grow rich from womensday.com.
That's right.
Rule number 1. Enough is enough.
That's right. Enough is enough. We don't want your cancer. We don't want our scrambled DNA. We don't want on cardiac. We want to put this wireless back in tubes and be safe.
Yep. And number 2, avoid toxic debt.
Yeah. Avoid toxic debt. You get that thing in the pickle.
That's right. Got to get rid of all toxins.
Yeah.
Number 3, stop trading up.
Yeah, that's right. You guys, that's a rat race. No more trading up. Time to trade down. Take this excess power, feed it back into the system, and get paid. Become a power company.
That's right. And that's all we got time for, Noel. So clearly we're 3 for 3.
That's
we're definitely
right.
Getting rich.
Burgers up.
So once again for Josh.
And Noel, don't spend all that knowledge in one place.